This time of the week, usually spent learning Rav Kook. So I wanted to learn a piece with you from Rav Kook that contains within it the side of Chanukah. Chanukah is not just 8 days. Everybody here knows that in Torah, 8 means something which is forever. Seven is mugbal, is limited. Seven is this world. And eight means something which is forever. The bris that a Jew has with a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a bris arlo. Chanukah is that ability that Am Yisrael has to be able to be forever. All that's happened to us in Galus, Chanukah is the yontif that Shem Shabbos gave us when we left, when we went into Galus. Not the first Galus, the Galus that's been lasting for so many years. That means as a nation, as an individual. This is a part of a letter from the Igris, the first Chelik Shalamed Beis, that is very, very, very important to understanding the time they were in, the Chlau, and the whole Ishtalshalus of Torah, of Yiddishkeit. The Machlokes Beisham Veshila, everybody here knows that the Din of Mahadrin and Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. The Machlokes, Beishami says, Parchas Fahirlich, and Beisila learns, Maisa Fahirlich. So according to Beishami, the beginning is with eight, and then we count down, we descend to the final night is one candle, and Beis Hillel, the name Hillel is a Lashon of Hilo, of Or. Beis Hillel says, Moisif Vaharlach. There's more light, and we add candles from 1 to 8. They're masking that the beginning is 1 and the end is 1. But how to get to that is a machlaikis. Now, what Rav Kook teaches us here in this Torah that we're going to learn from this letter is that there are two directions, not only in life. The Machlokes B'Shamis Hillel is revealing to us the side of there being two directions to history Bechlal. Because this is so misunderstood, it's very, very important to talk about it. There are Gemaras that all of you are familiar with. The Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis is probably the most famous. Im Rishonim kemalachim, anu kebnei Adam. Im Rishonim kebnei Adam, anu kechamayim. That Gemara, of course, is telling us the story of the descent of generations of time. Hismatus, the change that has taken place over the years. If we speak of them as being like angels, then we are human beings. If we speak of them as human beings, and we're chamarim, and we're like chamarim, like donkeys, not the chamarim of Pinchas ben Yehuda, Gemara says, regular chamarim. According to this Maimah Chazal, and there are many, many others like it, Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Chama, Bavavasu, Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua ke Pnei Levana, Moshe Rabbeinu's face was shining like the sun. Yeshua, as Kipnei Levana, Yeshua is already a diminished light, the light of the moon, which is diminished. Boy Urei, the Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Hey, summing it all up, Boy Urei, come and see. Loike Dairais Harishainim Dairais Ha'achrain. You can't compare the earlier generations and the later generations. And most of us were raised with stories that speak of the greatness of earlier times and how pathetic our present time is. And the hismatus, the miut, the diminished matzav of Am Yisrael, that over time, as we get further and further from the beginning, further and further from Har Sinai, we're getting further and further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and further away from the truth. This is generally called, in the terminology of the yeshivas, Yiridas Hadaris. And Yiridas Hadaris is used to explain many, many, many things. Yiridas Hadaris, of course, is the truth. Yiridas Hadaris. Mi'idach, however, on the other hand, when one looks into the Svarim HaKadoshim, when one enters into that paradise of Pnimius HaTorah, particularly in the writings of the two great Kahanim, Rav Tzadik and Rav Kook, also the writings of a great person who Rav Kook learned with, Rav Yosef, the Leshem, Rav Yosef's grandfather, was the Leshem. But it's something which is found in all the Sifrei Kabbalah. In those Svarim we find that there's an opposite process that's taking place, and that over time the generations are increasing in their awareness of God, and that over time we have climbed consistently out of the ugliness of Avodah Zarah, out of the amaratzis, the overall ignorance of the earlier generations, and that we're living in a time now, in the present, before Mashiach comes, where we're able to fill up stadiums by Asiyah Majaz, where Limud HaTorah is something which is even among people who are not necessarily as scrupulous, as careful with Kiyum HaMitzvos as they should be, but the understanding is that Limud HaTorah is an ideal, is great. And that somehow, in a very, very deep and mysterious way, there has been remarkable progress over time. In my own lifetime, and I'm not that old, just the amount of people who are medaktik in mitzvahs. When I was growing up, very few people lit outside of Chassidim, very few people lit oil menorahs. Everybody used to get a box of candles from Tells in the mail. Everybody used to get a box from Tells. From Cleveland, to send in a few dollars, and would light, and we would all fight over the blue or the pink. You get the box of Hanukkah candles. And I'm talking about kids, I'm talking about Bnei Torah. There were very few people that lit oil menorahs. That's just an example. Sukkah, not just using the shul sukkah. Most people ate in the shul sukkah. They would bring some food that was refrigerated by the shul, and they ate in the shul sukkah. There's been an unbelievable increase in learning and dikta kamitzvahs. Because there seems to be, on the one hand, a matzav of parches v'haylech, where the generations are decreasing in their greatness, where there's a yiridas hadaris that is taking place. On the other hand, when one looks at the mitzvahs that we're in many ways we see what? That it's Moisef Eilach. When I was your age, There are very few kosher items in the grocery store here in New York. And a person, most people would look at the thing and say, this looks all right. What could be wrong with it? It's a Pepperidge Farm cake. Some chocolate. It's got some cake in it. Okay. And we grew up on Three Musketeers and Milky Ways, and you look at the label a little bit, you smell it, I think it's kosher. Many from Chevra, when I grew up, my family, my father was against going to restaurants. He felt that it's not a Jewish thing to go to a restaurant. He still hasn't come to terms with that. But they used to go to Hebrew National Delicatessens. They were open on Shabbos. The only thing was they didn't sell milk. Anything besides that, I don't know what was going on there. It's got these delicatessens. It was very common for people with yarmulkes, from people. So on the one hand, there's clearly a matziv of Parchis Vahilach, of Moshe Feinstein, of Shlomo Zalman, a Satmar of a Lubavitch Rebbe. There's clearly a Yeridus Adairus, the greatness. Most of the Svarim that come out nowadays have very, 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 very little by way of Chiddush. Mostly their collections, redoing, Likutim. Some of the Machabrim are greater in use of computer than in learning. It's not really much by way of new. We haven't seen an Avnei Nezer or a Rogatchev come up lately. The fact that there's Reb Chaim Kanievsky is an anomaly, that's a chiddush, that there's in the world such a person. And even there, the astonishing greatness of Reb Chaim is the breadth of his knowledge. Not in the chiddushim like we had by the Rogatchev, the Avnei Nezer, Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Shimon. So there's clearly a Yeridus Adairus. On the other hand, the very fact that here we are sitting in Washington Heights and learning Rav Kook on a Monday at lunch, while the pizza is Aydena Ben Shinechem, that we're sitting and learning Rav Kook, that's something that our parents and grandparents never would have imagined. Not because they never heard of Rav Kook. It wasn't to talk about Inyan Pnimiyim, the sophistication of our learning and the availability of Torah is something which is a chiddush beyond anything that our parents or grandparents who lived with a few svarim, a little bit mishnayis, and Ein Yankov, those who were more advanced, Chevashas, they had a Chevashas in town. Our mothers were saying Tzanarena. Most of you might not have even heard of Tzanarena. They said a little bit from the Tzanarena. They didn't go to yeshiva. Most our mothers and grandmothers didn't go to yeshiva. They said Tehillim a lot. And they said some Tzanarena in Yiddish with Medrash. A little bit. So we have two processes that are crossing. Beis Shammai's Perches V'Harlech, the decreasing level of Or Hashem in the world, and we have the Moisef HaHalach of Basil. Now let's learn the letter from Rav Kook. We have to do it very quickly. Many, many things come out from this letter. We're not going to have time to go into all the nafkuminis, but it's something that once you learn it, it'll affect the way that you look at things in the future. Ulahavis Yedidi, the end of the first line. And because of the great love for you, my friend, Emois Lebiktsara, I'm going to hint to something, Biktsara. I'm going to write you something in a way of a remez, Bikitsar. Klal Godelhu, Sha'afa Pisha, Elam Yare, Tamid Birida, Acha Yerida. That even though the entire world, everything is in a state of Yerida, Acha Yerida, lower and lower. Yikomakom Einze ki mitzara chitzonius shaloi. However, Rav Kook writes, this is not his idea. He's explaining something which is found in the Svarim. this Yerida that's taking place is Mitzad HaChitzonius Shalai. Is on the outside. Da'ainu Shahamaisim V'Hamidis Neuflim, that when we look at the Maisim and Midas of Jews and of the world at large, Bechlav, we see terrible, terrible Nefilas and Yeridas, just the way people dress. In many, many ways, without going into any Pratim, terrible Nefila and Maisim and Midas. Ve'inim Be'erach Shalderes HaRishonim, and it can't be compared, especially among those who are Shomer Mitzvos, Einim Be'erach Shalderes HaRishonim, we can't compare to the Deres HaRishonim, to the earlier generations. Mitzad Protius HaNishamas. Rav Kook says, that, however, is Mitzad Protius HaNishamas. It's true. We don't have any more Chassam Seifer. And we're not going to have Chassam Seifer till Mashiach comes, such a person. It's true that we don't have a Vilna Gaon, and we're not going to have. We don't have a Rav Moshe Feinstein. Mitzad Protius HaNishamas, as far as the individual Nishamas are concerned, and individual lives, the Metzias is one of Beis Shammai, Poiches, V'Hoilach. Al Mitzad HaPnimias, however Mitzad HaPnimias, Da'ainu Koyach HaKlal Shaklolus Kedusha Sa'uma Knesset Yisrael, however, as far as the Pnimias of Am Yisrael, as a nation, as a people, Klolius Knesset Yisrael, Kol dor v'dor moisif al doris harishayna. Every generation is an addition to the earlier generations. Or using the imagery that's found in some of the Kadmonim, that we are like midgets standing upon the shoulders of giants. And the knowledge that Am Yisrael has now is cumulative, and therefore we have the benefit of generations of tzaddikim and ga'onim before us. So what we have now before us is the sum total of all generations from Maimon HaSinai. And we're also standing very close to the days of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Mimnei Shakedusha Mitzdarefes. When it comes to Kedusha, there's a klal. The Kedusha and the Dvarim Shebe Kedusha are Mitzdarefes. They naturally find each other. They naturally fuse together. Kedusha is mitzterefes. V'nimtze shakedusha shel miut teira u'mayisim toivim shel deris achreinim. Meisifed or l'shava gam kein. It means that even though now we are small in our midas, in our mayisim mitzvahs, in our mayisim toivim, in many ways we're much smaller, but our small lights are adding to the great lights of the past, which we can access. Va'aveira ein la peiros. However, when it comes to the world of Ra, aveira ein la peiros. Aveiros and aveira ein la. And aveira from the world of Tumah, it doesn't work cumulatively. Evil does not accumulate. Evil lives in a state of the light sirup beside yispardu kol poalei oven. All evildoers are separated. It's not cumulative. Kedusha is mitzdarev. In Halacha, there are many examples of that without going through it now. In Issa v'Heter, in Yerideya, there are examples of this. But when it comes to Ra, when it comes to Tumah, Yisparadu kol po'alei av. The world of Tumah is a world of separation, of fragmentation. It's not a cumulative evil. Alkein therefore klolos umo b'toichi yusa himleya yoyser or Hashem. Therefore, the Jewish people in Tavshin Ayin Vav, right now, Chanukah Tavshin Ayin Vav, contains within it, within her, Am Yisrael contains within it, more of Hashem's light, Mikfi HaErech Shel HaAhava, than in the past. Elashein HaDavar Nigla LaAyin, Ad Boy Mashiach Tzidkenu. This, however, which is ready to explode, and is we feel reverberations of it even now, will only be fully revealed when Mashiach comes. B'meher B'yameinu. Which according to Chazal and the Zohar Kodesh, Mashiach is going to enter in this world when he leaves what's called in Shemayim the Heichal Kan Tzipor, the chamber of the nest of the bird. Klaimer, what is that Heichal Kan Tzipor? Mikol HaKadushas, it's that reality of Knesset Yisrael and Shemaim, where all of the Kedushas, Shebekoyach, well, all the Kedushas has been accumulating since Maimon HaSinai, since the office. And Maimon HaSinai, all of it is gathering together in force and strength. Shebekoach Yigal B'Poyol. Right? In concept, it's Bekoach, it's in potential, but it's going to be Mizgal B'Poyol when Mashiach comes. Yerol Kol Bosa Yachtav, as it says in Pasuk, and then all flesh will be able to see Kipi Hashem Diber. For Alkein, Bizman Shahir Rochek Migula, back when we were still far away from Mashiach in the earlier diaries, Hayev Shalak Klipa Lislabesh Bemunus Rose Bepoil Kamar Vadazar Vekishev. In earlier times, when it was still far away from the light of Mashiach, far away from that revelation of Bayomahu Yashem Echad Shmayachad, we find that the world was steeped in idolatry and in witchcraft and sorcery and all kinds of emunas kaisvais, all kinds of narishkeit, and all kinds of perverted and sick ideologies, perverse ideologies that were not only wrong, but they were the antithesis of Yichud Hashem, Hashem Echad. Uminus, Higam ken emuna rot, and minus apikorsis. Tamsisa yoyse rosh lavadazar. Apikorsis is the concentrate, it's the tamsis of avadazar, when one's thoughts are thoughts of heresy of apikorsis. That's not our issue now, apikorsis. The world has, for the most part, there are some holdouts, but for the most part, the world has outgrown, certainly Am Yisrael, has outgrown Avodah Zarah. When you look at archaeological digs near the Kaisel, the digs there, they don't talk about this so much, but have unearthed tremendous, tremendous amounts of Avodah Zarah. Now, the Avodah Zarah was owned by Jews, not owned by Goyim. But a typical Jew at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, certainly the first Beis HaMikdash, not the second one, where they were Mevatel, the Yitzvah, the Avodah Zarah. But at the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, we know we could see what they were crying about. When Ezra Nechemiah, what they were screaming and crying about. Things that you and I, Bechlal, are not interested in at all. We have no interest in Avodah Zarah, not interested in Apikarsis. It's very hard now to find the real Elech Apikarsis like in the old days. You know, in the old days, you had a Geshmak Apikarsis, you had like a Ben-Gurion, he was a Geshmak Apikarsis. He knew Tanakh, he was a person that you could talk to. He was a Geshmaki Yid, but an Apikaris. Nowadays, you have people that are just ignorant. So he went online and he read something about the Bible. He read, he has his own blog for Bible or something. And all kinds of atheism and Apikaris. The atheists nowadays, they're Stam Amratzim. They don't deserve the covet of an old time Choshev atheist and Apikaris. Those are the Ben Gurion was a Choshev Apikaris. He was an atheist. He was a Choshev atheist. Nowadays, you don't have people of that stature. They're Stam. They're lazy, so they're not thinking. They're lazy. They're not thinking. They're Balitaiva. So it's better not to believe in God than to believe in God. Because if you believe in God, then you have to be bothered with mitzvahs. If you don't believe in God, then you don't have to be bothered. So nowadays, you have people, they don't like to get up for davening, so they become Apikaris. You know what I'm saying? It's a different world. You have somebody that he has a girlfriend, so now he becomes not religious. It's not because he's fighting against God, or he has in yonim with God. He thinks he has a problem with God, so he'll tell you. You know, I've had a lot of serious theological questions lately. He doesn't have any. He doesn't even know how to spell theology. He has no theological questions. The only thing is, he met a pretty girl, and if he wants to do what he'd like to do with this pretty girl, then he better have some theological problem, because if his theology is on track, then he's not going to be able to be with this little girl. So he's got to have some theological problems. All of a sudden, he becomes a big philosopher. You know, after all, there's some serious questions raised in the Maran Nevuchim. Come on. This problem is not Maran Nevuchim. This is his problem. He's got a problem with Greek philosophy. That's why he's eating latkes on Hanukkah, because of Greek philosophy. We were victorious against the Greek philosophers. That's why you're having a latke. That's not the Indian nowadays. Greek philosophy. There was a friend of mine, I told this to you once, there was a friend of mine that he wanted to go to take some classes in ancient philosophy, and he went to ask Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zechar Levrach. He was very close to Rabbi Yaakov. And Rabbi Yaakov told him, nowadays it's meant gone. It doesn't mean anything. It's like, that's not what's leading people away from Yiddishkeit. But Rabbi Yaakov asked him, he said, do me a favor though. If you have any questions in these inyanim, don't bother me with them. Ask Rabbi Yosher Ber, that's what he said. Ask Rabbi Soloveitchik your questions. Don't ask me the question. But he said, that's a taiva now. Jews are going off the derech because of Greek philosophy. You ever met anybody like that in your life? Seriously. He was, until now, he was putting on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, but then he read something in Aristotle, and he said, I can't go on with this anymore. You ever see such a person? That's not what's happening. So we've moved out of that. We have been cured of that tremendous sickness. It was a huge sickness. Avodah Zarah. Wow. And heresy, apikorsis. People are not religious. They don't know anything. They're not apikorsis. So when apikorsis, when Avodah Zarah and apikorsis, which is a later version of apikorsis, of Avodah Zarah, when it wraps itself around the person, it sucks out his blood, mamish. It takes away his whole ruchnius. Beside shemomis biyadayim, Shemomis be a bedain to tapes, vihibehechle melech, it's a pasik in Mishlei. It means the lizard climbs up with her hands and she is in the king's palace. That apikorsis is compared to a lizard, that it has this way to climb into the king's palace and to grab on. That's what apikorsis, real apikorsis. You get into an argument with some chiloni in Eretz Yisrael. And he starts to tell you psukim. He covers his head and he puts his hand over his head and he starts to tell you a pasuk. And he's yelling. In the middle of his yelling, he starts to cry about my mother was, my grandmother's more frum than you are. These are apikorsim. They're not apikorsim. They're not apikorsim. They didn't learn. They stopped for whatever reason. They're balei taiva. Most of them are balei taiva. We're also balei taiva. We try to control ourselves and try to keep mitzvahs. We're doing our best. So we don't have to come to that place where we have to throw away Chalila, throw away Shabbos because of our taivas. Aval b'zman ha-karv l'gula, but as we draw closer to the time of Gula, ein karech l'klipa l'ham tziya munis rose, we don't see the klipa, there's no, the klipa, that filth of idolatry and of apikorsis has become so weak, it doesn't have any more the strength to come up with new ideas, with new concepts of apikorsis, really, that take hold of the Jewish heart and the Jewish mind. That's not what we're struggling with. That's not what's going on the campuses. That's not the inyan of the campuses nowadays. The stuff that they're studying. Of course, there are subjects that they take that are, everything's connected to her, but that's not what's keeping a person from being shomer mitzvahs. The stuff on the campuses are the guys and the girls on campus. That's mostly what it's about. Not the subject they're studying, it's how they study together on Thursday night. That's what's causing the problems, not the curriculum. The curriculum is also a tzar, but not at all what it used to be. It could only, nowadays, came lahaklish chasushalmas urha, amunah b'leva chaloshim. Certainly, if a person's already weak, he's already weak in his amunah, then when he reads these books, so he takes these subjects, it could make him much, much weaker, it could mess him up very badly. That's bechlal not like it used to be. And this chalishis, this weakness nowadays, even though the people who are not religious are convinced that they're mamish kaifim, they're convinced that they're atheists. They're convinced that they're real heretics. And they feel that they're in a web or a net, and they're trapped, and there's no way out. The truth is that our present day, the present day so-called apikorsis and heresy and kvira, is really not that at all. Ki'im, all it is this: chisaron hasbara veha'aras haseichel v'haregesh. That's all it is. It's a lack of proper, of things being properly explained to them, like the guys and the girls that nowadays are going off the derech. They're not apikorsim. They're not philosophers. It just wasn't, things weren't explained to them properly. Nobody ever told them that the Baruch Shalom loves them. Nobody ever told them that God even exists. They went to yeshiva their whole lives. They didn't hear it. They didn't hear any of these things, these fanatical neo-Hasidic concepts of of God loving you and stuff like that. They never heard any of these things. So nobody explained to them. Things weren't explained to them. Hasbara never took place. And therefore, their minds have not been illuminated and their emotions have not been inspired. That's all. It's not real apikorsis. It's not avodah zarah. So in that respect, the world is mamish, and Am Yisrael is mamish in a state of moisef harlech. Moisef harlech. The light is getting stronger and stronger. Kein miyad shemeirin lehem b'derech Hashem. Therefore, if you find one of these Jews, and you invite him over, and you light Hanukkah candles with him, and you tell him how much the Baruch Shem loves him, and you learn with him a little bit Kedushas Levi, and you say a Kippur Tehillim with him, and you sing a Niggun, and you explain to them some basics of Yiddishkeit, Seichel Yosher, and you learn with them a Blat Gemara, Seichel Yosher, V'Hargoshes Toivos, with good feelings also, inspiration, and Chizik. Herlech Ha'or, U'meir Aleihem, the light becomes stronger and stronger, and shines upon them, V'Soifam Lachzer L'Mutav. V'Soifam Lachzer L'Mutav. They will return. They are returning from their sins, and Mashiach is going to come and greet them very shortly. Therefore, we have to trust in Chazdei Hashem. Hazorcha Chazdei Oves, that Hashem remembers the love of the ancestors. That He's bringing redemption to the children, to the grandchildren. Shekol Baneinu, all Jewish children. Afilu anidochim v'ha'oivdim lefi maris ayin, even those Jews that we look at, and when we look at them, we see that they're mamish far away. In the end, yiyu limudei Hashem, they're going to be great students of Torah. Yiyu limudei Hashem. If we would handle these things properly, if we would teach in the schools what needs to be taught. Some weeks ago in a community of Frum Jews in New Jersey, it was already some months ago, there was a whole protest on the part of a couple of hundred of Frum people in the community that went out to the place where there were kids from that community who were former yeshiva students, boys and girls, who are Michal Shabbos now, and they were sitting. And all of these people came to the community to come and to yell at them, and to scream at them, and they came with signs, Chil Shabbos, Chil Shabbos. That's for sure going to bring them back to Kadosh Baruch. Chol b'nayich l'mudei Hashem. Shaitim. Rishayim. The ones who are going with the signs are Rishayim. They think that they're tzaddikim. They're driving Hashem's children further and further away. But if you go with them and talk to them, invite them over to come for Cholent, and to sit and to talk a little bit, to spend the Shabbos, to play with you, with your kids a little bit, and to spend some time. Rav Shalom b'nayich. Everybody was screaming in those days in Yerushalayim. Rav Kook on Yom Kippur left shul to go. There were a group of Jews that they were on purpose to be Mechal Yom Kippur. And Rav Kook left in the middle of Yom Kippur davening, and he went to shmuz with them and to sing with them. And what I read was that from that chevra, most of them ended up going back to shul, and from the ones that came back to shul, a significant amount of them ended up becoming Shomei Mitzvos. Not to protest, Rav Kook went to be Moisif Vahilich or Moisif Vahilich, more light. Vakosuv Oimer Uva Merchakim Yiskiruni. They shall remember me in far off places, Hashem said. Even Jews who are far off, they will remember me. Vichoyu as Bineim Vishavu, and they shall live with their children and they shall return. Hashem says that. We need to remind ourselves and to remind them. Because all the ra that we see on these Jews, it's only b'chitzoni, it's only on the outside. But inside, the Jews of our generation are greater, much, much greater than the Jews of earlier generations. The average Jew, the typical Jew, not the chassam soif of the Baal Shem Tov. Remember, mitzad the yechidim, the individuals, there's a yirid, there's a deris. Beishamai is true. Perchas Vayla Mitzad, the individual tzaddikim and great, we don't have any Muachsam Seifer. We don't have an Oidi Behuda. But Mitzad Klolius Knesset Yisrael and the cumulative effect of all of the generations of Kedushas Yisrael and Or Hashem, the present generation is the greatest generation that ever lived. B'toichius. It's not Mizgali yet. Al-Kain, Hey Misoirim Lekama Machshova Shal Yoshev Et Tzedek, like Rav Kook explains in his Maimer Hador, that we learned in the shul for around 2 years or so recently. Therefore, we find in present times a tremendous amount of idealism by many people. In the early generations, people just trying to, they were mostly busy fighting wars and just getting food and killing someone to have their food and so on. With the exception of, I don't know if I'm allowed to say, can I say radical Muslims over here? With the exception of the Yishmaelim, the Peraodim, the rest of the world, for the most part, has moved on and has civilized, and the rest of the world is concerned with Yoshev et Tzedek. Yoshev et Tzedek. Afa Pishem Toyim Bedarkam, even though, of course, there are tremendous amounts of mistakes that are being made. V'loizu Aderech, v'loizu Hayir, and many Jews are lost from the way of Yiddishkeit. Many of these Jews were not religious. They love Am Yisrael, and they're deeply connected to the Jewish people, and they identify with Am Yisrael, with Eretz Yisrael, and with everything that's Jewish. They're proud that they're Jews. Even though they don't know what it means to be Jewish, but they're proud of being Jews. They think that they're just being patriotic, like Germans, like Germany, and Italians, like Italy, but that's not it. It's the shirish of Am Yisrael. Therefore, skip the next paragraph. Shubemes das Hashem ba'olam. Zosoid oni roichev alachamar. And this is the secret, the mystery, of how Mashiach is going to come to the world like a poor person riding on a donkey. Shomer b'tikunei zot says in the Zohar Kodesh, Shudorot ikve Mashiach, is describing the generation before Mashiach comes, that's now, that's us. Tav milagav ubish milavar. Meaning, good on the inside, but bad on the outside. Soid kulo hofach lov and tor, like it's by the side of the tzaras, that when the tzaras becomes completely infected, when the infection is totally white, which is the tzaras, then it will be revealed, tahor, that it's pure. So our generation at the end of time is completely infected. And Davke, our generation is a generation that contains within it the greatest light of Torah, the greatest light of Ahavas Hashem, the greatest longing and search of our generation, much more than any early generation, to get to the truth, to find out, to learn Pnimius Torah, to understand what's the tachlis of our lives, that we never saw such a thing in earlier years where people were just satisfied putting their finger on the Gemara and repeating after the Rebbe, and putting their finger on the Siddur and saying the words without knowing what the words mean. Nowadays, a typical God-fearing Jew is desperate to know, what do these words mean? What am I talking? Who is Hashem Isbar? So even though the greatest treasure is on the inside and the outside, we see a lot of ugly things at the end of time. But in the pnimius, it's heilach ma'isef, ma'isef heilach, and there are giluyim of that. There are reverberations of that on the outside as well. So in pnimius, the halacha, of course, is like Beis Hillel. And that's what we do. We light one candle, and we increase two and three until we get to the final candle. But the truth is, what Rav Kook is saying, is that Eilu Veilu Devi Lekim Chai, that both are correct, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Because on the one hand, in Chitzonius, Beis Shammai is right. In Chitzonius, and Mitzad individual greatness, there has been a terrible Yeridas Hadoros that's very depressing. And when we look at the matzav that we're in, and the Yiddishkeit, and the world bechlal, Beis Shammai, we hear Beis Shammai loud and clear, that the Metzias is a Metzias that is Parchas V'Hailach, Yeridas Hadoros. And in that respect, all we could say is Ein lano amila hishayin ela alvinu shebishamayim. And all we could do is tell stories about how there used to be 8 candles, and now it went down to 7, and to 6, and now we have 1 candle, and the 1 candle is barely seems to be managing the terrible winds that are in the world right now, the storms that are blowing. And this candle, we're afraid that Chalila, this candle shouldn't be extinguished, this last candle. In that respect, we look at the world in that way, we see that, and it hurts, and we don't know what to do. But the Yontif of Chanukah, which is the Yontif of Golus, which is Hashem Shabbos' gift to us to sustain us through all of these years, is Ches Neris V'Halocha Kebeis Hillel means that you and I, in this generation, at the end of time, we are mamish holding in our hands the 8th candle. We're mamish have the 8, we have all the candles of the early generations, and we're holding the 8th candle. It's cumulative. We're holding all of the candles of the early generation, and we have in our hands the 8th candle. So on the one hand, our generation is filled with terrible hashchasa, especially in the Indian of Gilei Raiz. Terrible hashchasa in the Indian of the internet and the Gilei Raiz of Hulu. On the other hand, the fact that we're holding the 8th candle means that our generation, Davki, is the generation that's going to greet Mashiach Tzakeinu. Our generation is the one that's going to be there for Arichas Ner Leven Yishai Mashicheinu. Our generation is Davka one that is unable to settle for anything less than Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Elokim. And that's why if we don't give it to our children, if we don't give it to each other, if we don't give it to ourselves, if we're going to try to imitate earlier generations and think that we could satisfy our children by telling them to just shut up and put your finger on the Gemara, and as far as asking about God, don't ask us silly questions. When you'll be older, then you'll understand why. And anybody that I've ever asked has never understood why when he got older. It's not going to work. Because on the outside, the generation is getting further and further. But on the inside, the generation has the 8th candle. Our job is to believe that that's who we are, and is to guard the 8th candle with our lives, and to add more and more and more and more, more and more light to that candle, more fuel, more oil to that candle, more oil to that candle. Until that day, which I told you a number of times, that the Maaseh of the Barul Abelzer, well, there's no time to say it by Richas now, but the Maaseh of the Barul Abelzer, who had the deepest love, he was in our times, he was like the Bedichim, the Ahavis Yisrael of the Barul Abelzer was something. So he was Nish Kaddish. The Barul Abelzer, when he was walking in the street in Tel Aviv, on Shabbos, you know, he lived in Tel Aviv. He didn't want to go to Yerushalayim. He wanted Davka to be in Tel Aviv. There was a lot of pressure on him, and then he had to. But he really he wanted to be Davka in Tel Aviv. And he was walking with some Jew or one of the Gabbayim, I don't know. And they were walking Shabbos, and there was Chil Shabbos all over the place. And the Barul Abelzer, of course, always had his eyes down. And anybody who passed the Rebbe, ladies were walking by in their shorts, you understand. And everybody said to him, Shabbat Shalom, Rebbe, Shabbat Shalom. And the Belzer Rebbe to everybody said, Shabbat Shalom, Git Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, Git Shabbos. You know, his eyes closed, Git Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, with such ahava, with such love. But the one who was walking with him couldn't take it anymore. And he said, it came out from his mouth, Shkotzim. You know, Shkotzim, like impure. Like you would call someone that's not Jewish, Shkotzim. And Barul Abelzer started to shake. He couldn't talk to this person for a few weeks. And Bechlal, he was sick, physically ill for a few days. And finally, when he spoke to this person, Barul Abelzer said to him, you know what you said when we were walking on Shabbos? He said, let me tell you about these people. He said, soon, very soon, we're going to hear the shofar of Mashiach Tzakeinu of Eliyahu HaNavi. We're going to hear the shofar. And then you're going to see that all of these Jews, who you called Shkotzim, all of these Jews were only dressed Purim. It's all Purim, he said. And in one second, they're going to throw off their costumes, they're going to scream, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. Those are the Shkotzim. Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. That's the Moisef HaHarlach we should be zayich to see. All of our masks finally removed. We should be zayich to light the menorah together with Av Malki Mashiach and Meir B'Yemen Amen. The piece on the bottom is Reb Tzadik. Take one second. look for 1 second, I forgot. Just the words. Kamarishomer Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he brings from the Ishbitzer. Sheshomer Rebbe Rabunim, Sheomer Da'af, Shahamoiches, Mahadaris, Mismatim, Bechol Pam Yoisar, Balan, the Kudish Shebelev, Nizdakik, Vaharlich, Bechol Pam Yoisar. That even though the intellect is growing weaker, but in the Kudish Shebelev, the inner point of the Jewish heart is burning brighter and brighter than ever before.
Avi.